Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live as always, this third hour of this Tuesday night broadcast. I keep forgetting what day it is.
I did too, honestly.
Yeah, last night I had planned my entire night around the fact that I had to work at my other job at 10 o'clock this morning, and it wasn't until 1:30 when I went, oh my God, it's Monday, not Tuesday. I mean, technically it was Tuesday at 1:30 in the morning, but for me that's still Monday. And I was like, I don't have to work tomorrow. I mean, I don't have to work there tomorrow. I still had to come here and finish putting the studio together and finish setting all of that up and then do the show for 3 hours and now evidently finish the show and fix the dump button.
Well, thank God you figured it out before just like showing up to work the next day, because that's the most annoying thing on earth.
Yeah, that would have sucked. And no one would have been surprised to see me. I mean, they know that I'm currently working a minimum of 8 hours a day, even on my days off. So no one is surprised by any of the strange sleep-deprived things that I'm doing lately. Do you happen to find anything?
I have MGH dermatologists treating more patients with Zoom dysmorphia. So you've heard of body dysmorphia? Just like feeling like you're so fat, but really like everybody's telling you, like, you're not fat, but you look in the mirror and you're like, but I look so fat. Apparently that's
dysmorphia?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm familiar with dysphoria. It sounds like essentially the same thing. Like,
yeah,
body dysphoria
so,
is, well, no.
Well, dysphoria is like feeling like you're in the wrong gender body, right? Gendered body, right? Or is that...
Well, it just feels like something is wrong. It isn't strictly... Like, gender dysphoria is that. Oh. But there could also be other types of dysphoria, I guess.
Well, I know that at least, like, high school girls and stuff will always say, like, I have body dysmorphia, because, like, they'll be like, I feel fat, and all their friends will be like, you're not fat, girl. You know, that's like a... I don't know, a quick definition of it. I'm sure this article will go into it. It says, Dr. Matthew Avram is as busy as he's ever been. It accelerated 100 times over the last 6 to 12 months, he said. Dr. Avram is director of Mass General's Dermatology Laser and Cosmetic Center. He said Zoom dysmorphia is the number one reason they're seeing new patients. Zoom dysmorphia, coined by Dr. Ariane Shadi Kurush of Mass General, describes people who are noticing imperfections in their skin that they hadn't previously, thanks to Zoom and other virtual platforms, and want to cosmetically improve it.
Wow. So these people are so narcissistic that they're basically sitting there watching themselves on camera instead of looking into the camera or watching the other people that they're speaking to?
That's so mean.
I think they need a better webcam. You know, that might help. We'll put a filter on, make you feel a little bit better.
Well, with a better webcam, they'll see more imperfections.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I would rather have like a 780. That's what I like about the cameras in here. If that's not a new thing, honestly, that there should be a Snapchat dysphoria, because that's how I started noticing imperfections in my skin. I can't even like, I don't know, like... I
hate Snapchat filters so much.
Oh, I hate Snapchat filters. They make you hideous. But...
And if anyone ever reaches out to me and, like, they want to date or hook up or whatever, and they're using Snapchat filters, it's an automatic no for me.
Yeah. Snapchat filters are pretty bad. Sometimes I like to play with the Instagram ones, not to, like, trick people that I'm not wearing one, but just because they have really fun ones. So, like, if it's really obvious that... You're wearing, okay, I would never wear one in a dating profile, first of all, because sure. That's just stupid. Like, people want to know what you actually look like.
Though.
I like this one that turns you into an anime character, like, just for fun. Like, never one that I would be like, this is what I really look like, guys. Yeah. Okay, anyways.
Okay, sorry.
thanks to Zoom and other virtual platforms, they want to cosmetically improve their skin. This is a whole new paradigm. When we interact with people in the office, we're usually looking at someone who's looking back at you. Now it's almost as if you have a mirror on yourself when you're communicating with other people. You see your appearance as you're speaking to them. This has never existed before. Actually, that's just not true, because, like, on FaceTime, I do that all the time. Like, it'll be me and my friends.
It's never existed on this scale before.
That's true.
People are being aware of themselves. This is a good thing.
Yeah, I would have. I'm surprised that these people don't spend more time looking in the mirror anyway.
Oh yeah.
That's like, I spend a solid mirror, a solid hour every day looking in the mirror as I do my makeup and stuff. I'm surprised that more people don't. Especially the type of person who's going to look at themselves in a Zoom meeting with their employers and going, oh, my God, is that a blemish?
Yeah.
I would expect such people to be looking in their mirrors quite frequently, but evidently they haven't been.
I guess that's true. I was talking about Snapchat dysphoria. I guess it would have originated in the mirror, but... If you don't wear foundation every single day when you're a teenager, your skin will be much better when you're adult. Just a PSA. I always thought, oh, I should cover my perfectly fine skin in high school with foundation. It just clogs your pores, people. Anyways, that has prompted Erin Sheehan to get work done. In her case, Botox injections during her lunch break. Sheehan is a nurse who spends hours each day on Zoom calls, sometimes up to 7 hours a week. I hope to just get a little refresh on how I look and how I feel and maybe a little more comfortable staring at myself on Zoom until we're able to meet in person again and go back to the real world.
I mean, that's fine. If she wants to do this to be more comfortable with herself or whatever, that's fine. And, you know, I encourage that.
It is weird,
but
though.
It's also okay to accept the imperfections.
Yeah, maybe if they did spend more time looking at other people, they would realize that other people have the same type of skin as them. One thing I've always thought I had way worse than everyone else is just pores. And then it took me a while to realize, like, oh, just look at other people's skin when you're talking to them and see if they have the same pores. And I'm like, oh, yeah, they totally do. And I would never notice if I wasn't, like, purposely making myself look. So they probably don't notice my pores, like, type of thing.
So these people have essentially spent too much time looking at themselves and not enough time looking at other people.
Correct. I feel red.
Sorry.
To improve your look on Zoom calls...
Do you
calls,
have Zoom dysmorphia?
I don't have to use Zoom. I look at myself a lot anyway.
I use my Breaking the Flaw logo when I go on Zoom, even in court.
Mm. I have a Naruto background and then I just... have my face on top of him.
I try not to use Zoom as much as possible.
I used to have to use it for college and then I dropped out.
I did it for a lot of interviews and stuff like that when I ran for sheriff, but other than that, the last time, and that was because people were, you know, halfway across the country. Other than that, the last time I was in a Zoom meeting was when I was in jail.
Mm.
Didn't have much choice on that one. Well, I did have a choice. I could have asked for an in-person hearing, but that would have delayed things by several days.
Mm. Several days?
Yes.
Mm.
And I didn't want to do that. I was like, well, you can have your digital hearing and get out today, or you can have your in-person hearing and get out sometime next week.
That's crazy.
That's a no-brainer to me.
With Ian, they told him he could have his digital hearing in a couple days, or he could have an in-person hearing on April 16th. So it would have been like a whole month before you had his hearing. It says, to improve your look on Zoom calls, Dr. Avram recommends having the camera angle come straight at you. Otherwise, it could extenuate your face. Sagging and making your eyes look sunken. That was an incorrect sentence. I didn't read it wrong.
It would also help to have better lighting. I mean, most people don't have the lighting for that sort of thing. And lighting is a big deal when you're taking pictures and making videos.
I just want to make a point. This is a plastic surgeon that's suggesting this whole concept, maybe. It might not even be real at this point. It's just that this person is saying that it's something, and it seems like free advertising, this news article.
Hmm. Well, he's suggesting ways for people to not become so upset about their own appearance that they're going out and getting plastic surgery.
One thing me and my friends have noticed is just, like, seriously, you think you look better in the mirror than you do in the camera, because you do. The camera is going to just, mess up, like, distort the way you look, and you'll be like, what? There's no way I look like that. And you feel so pretty in the mirror. Well, guess what? The mirror is actually how you look.
The same thing is true, I guess the opposite is true, really, of recording and voices. Everyone hates the sound of their own voice, right? But when you speak, it doesn't sound like what you hear when you record it and then play it back.
Yeah.
But in contrast, when you're standing in front of a mirror, that is what you look like, whereas when you're on video, that it's close, But it distorts some things, it exaggerates other things, the lighting comes into effect, and
oh, yeah.
It's not as dynamic. You don't get to see all of the, you don't get to see how you actually look when interacting with other people. And maybe that's where this Zoom issue comes into play, because they are seeing how they look when they interact with other people.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that ordinarily you control. But there's two cables back there, one of which is labeled with just a 6, and one of which is labeled with just a 10. Actually, there's two of each. There's two cables with a 6, two cables with a 10, and there's nothing else back there with 6s or 10s on them. But those two mysteriously numbered cables are the reasons we don't have a dump button and the reason that we're actually not taking calls tonight until I get that sorted out. Conveniently, I do know which one of these things is delayed and which one isn't, because the phone issue initially was that all of the audio we were sending to the phone people had the 6-second delay in it. So it's just a matter of sending that back to the phone lines and tweaking things until I figure out exactly which output is delayed and which one isn't, and putting them into the right places. But it's not something I can do until after the show, realistically. I probably could unplug the signal that we're sending to the Comrex Access, but doing that during the middle of a show seems unnecessarily risky. It's easier just to not take calls.
I feel like I know about as much about technology as, like, Joe Biden saying we should plug up all the tubes or whatever for the Internet.
I don't know if Joe Biden's saying that, but I'm not surprised. I mean, he talks about some... God, he talks about some stupid stuff.
Maybe it wasn't him, but some politician said something about plugging up tubes.
I'm not surprised.
It's a series of tubes. You're talking about that?
Yeah, it's a series of tubes.
So my most disliked trans person would be Caitlyn Jenner, and I have plenty of good reasons to dislike Caitlyn Jenner. But she's in the news again, evidently.
Yes, Axios reported former reality TV star Caitlyn Jenner is talking with political consultants as she actively explores a run for governor of California. Three sources with direct knowledge of her deliberations tell Axios. And yeah, I'm not surprised that this is happening, because, you know, if they've had other celebrity governors.
Well, we had a celebrity president.
This is true. And it's, you know, I feel like this is a different kind of class of people that are trying to control things, in my opinion. Basically rich people. Not there's anything wrong being rich, but those are very influential and not a political sense, which is also a good and bad thing. But because I kind of appreciate that Trump got in there and for the reason that he was a businessman, not for his other ideas. But
keeping in mind that I have never watched a moment of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and I don't know a whole lot about the Jenners. How are they wealthy? How is Caitlyn Jenner wealthy?
Go ahead.
Well, he was when Caitlyn Jenner was Bruce Jenner, he was an Olympic athlete.
Sure, but most Olympic athletes aren't like millionaires because they were athletes.
He was like a huge one in the 80s. Like, he was on the Wheaties and all the stuff. He had other, you know, deals. And
Maybe that would, you know, help out. But that's not generally when you join the Olympics. Yeah, you're going to get endorsements, but that's not like you're not going to become a billionaire, right?
I think it's just because of how important or like how big he was. Like, everybody was like, everyone knew who he was. I don't know the names of like any Olympic people, but if there's like one I know, like, oh, Michael Phelps, you know, they're doing a lot better than the other ones.
I'm not exactly sure how the Kardashians became a fame, but I do believe, I think they had mobster ties, and this is not unknown, and they became very wealthy.
Well, the Kardashians' actual dad is Robert Kardashian. He was a lawyer, but he's dead. I don't know how Bruce Jenner was already rich, except for that he was an Olympic athlete, and then, you know, Kim Kardashian's sex tape got leaked, and that's how they became, like, as huge as they are now.
Well, having that leak, that doesn't make them a lot of money. They should have profited off that before it leaked.
It didn't make them the money, it's just that it got them famous, and then they got all their business that they've started after that from the show.
Why would anyone care about Kim Kardashian if she was a nobody, though? Why would the leaking of her sex tape make any media attention at all?
Because it was with a celebrity named Ray J. So
I've never heard of Ray J.
Look,
back then he was bigger.
You got Rebecca Black that had a birthday and her parents paid for a music video. And that music video, I think it cost them like $1 million, and she made tens of millions. And that's just what people with money have. You know, they can do whatever they want and create whatever they can have a TV show. And, you know, but I guess go
so
back.
So how does Caitlyn Jenner become involved with the Kardashians?
Oh, because Caitlyn Jenner was married to Kris Jenner, who's the mom of Kim Kardashian and all of the other kids that are famous.
Okay.
So
Kris Jenner is a female?
Yes.
Okay.
Very unusual situation.
It's like Kristen.
I got very confused when you said was married to Kris Jenner.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Kris Kardashian.
I think her name is like Kristen, but she goes by Kris.
Okay.
Well, Axios tells why it matters. Governor Gavin Newsom, a Democrat, is facing a recall election, a challenge from Jenner, a high-profile Republican and previous Trump supporter. Would draw heightened...
Caitlyn Jenner is a previous Trump supporter?
I guess so.
Yeah, I've heard that she's real Republican, even like post-transition.
Well, her transition shouldn't affect her politics, to be clear. I'm just surprised. I thought she was, you know, one of these... shrieking leftists.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I agree. It's just that you would think that, like, she would be one of the people that they use to, like, push their agendas or whatever in Hollywood. But nope, unless, I mean, Trump could be also part of that agenda. Trump is not necessarily a freedom fighter.
And she's basically just going to be riding off of her being a Trump supporter to heighten the attention to the race, to lead the nation's most populous state.
I would suggest that a Trump supporter probably doesn't have much chance of becoming governor of California.
That's really odd.
Well, I don't know. Jenner, and one bullet point, Jenner is being assisted in her consideration by Carolyn Wren, a longtime GOP fundraiser. Wren initially met Jenner through her work with the American Unity Fund, a GOP nonprofit focused on LGBT issues. Wren previously worked at Trump Victory, a joint fundraising committee for President Trump's 2020 campaign, and also helped organize the rally he addressed immediately before the U.S. Capitol assault on January 6th. A spokesman for Jenner declined to comment. Wren also declined to comment. That's kind of funny. It's like, you're going to throw this thing out there and then not talk about it? I mean, I find that kind of silly. I mean, how serious are you?
It sounds like Caitlyn Jenner hasn't made any announcement about this or anything like that, but someone, some friend of hers or some insider released this information to the media.
And Republicans have launched a recall campaign against Newsom, angry about his immigration and tax policies. The effort gained momentum amid added criticism of the governor's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. In 2003, California Governor Gray Davis, a Democrat, faced a similar effort. He was recalled and replaced by Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger, a former bodybuilder and star of the Terminator movie series.
This also means that Caitlyn Jenner expects that she will get the Republican nomination to run for governor in the first place.
Well, it seems like she has some support, GOP support, and I wouldn't be surprised that she's going to raise some money and at least get her voice out there in California. This is what most people do when they run for office they can't hold. They just get a bunch of money and they spout it out to the public, and maybe it'll run and or influence the next politician in line.
Well, it will be funny if if Caitlyn Jenner gets into politics before Kanye West.
Didn't he already run?
Unfortunately, Caitlyn Jenner would not be the first trans person to win a Republican nomination if she gets nominated for governor. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is pushing his deadline for all states to make coronavirus vaccines available to all adults up by 2 weeks. Biden said Tuesday that his new goal is to have vaccinations available to every American adult that wants one by April 19th. He previously set a deadline of May 1st for states to open up their vaccine eligibilities. Speaking from the White House, the president urged people to continue to wear masks and socially distance, saying that while there are better days ahead, we aren't at the finish line yet.
The virus is spreading because we have too many people who, seeing the end in sight, think we're at the finish line already. Let me be deadly earnest with you. We aren't at the finish line. We still have a lot of work to do. We're still in a life and death race against this virus. Until we get more people vaccinated, we need everyone to wash their hands, socially distance, and mask up in a recommended mask from the CDC.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The Biden administration is considering how to handle next year's Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. The State Department said Tuesday that the administration is consulting with its allies in forming a strategy in handling the games in China with that country's human rights record. Officials deny that a full boycott has been discussed, even though several human rights groups have called on the U.S. to skip the games over China's treatment of Tibet, Hong Kong, and its Uyghur minority. State Department spokesman Ned Price says there's no timeline on a decision on the games, with them starting in February of 2022. And Congressman Alcee Hastings has died after a battle with cancer. The Florida Democrat was the longest-serving member of Florida's congressional delegation, first taking office in 1993. During his time on the Hill, Hastings was a member of the House Rules Committee and the Congressional Black Caucus. He became Florida's first African-American federal judge in 1979 when he was appointed to the federal bench by President Jimmy Carter. Hastings announced in January 2019 that he'd been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, but would remain working in Congress during his treatment. Hastings was 84. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
In the studio tonight, it's Aria, Bonnie, and Joa of Breaking the Flaw. You can find him on YouTube. That's Breaking the Flaw. And I want to say thank you to that JC guy who is tonight's amplifier. This means he's a member of the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's money we use strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the show, if you want to help us get on more radio stations, if you want to help us grow, the AMP program is the best way to do that. It only costs $5 per month to join the AMP program. And it gets you a number of cool little perks, like an AMP-only Facebook group, an AMP-only chat on the Matrix server that you can find at chat.freetalklive.com, and even an AMP-only call-in line, which is less relevant today than it has been in the past. But JC Guy chooses to be a platinum amplifier, which means he chooses to give at least $25 per month to the show, and that is awesome. What? That JC Guy, thank you so much for that. We hope you continue enjoying the show, and I hope I didn't cause us to get kicked off any radio stations by not having a working dump button. But I will be here tonight after the show to fix that. Unfortunately, I won't actually be able to test it until tomorrow night's broadcast. But that's easy. I'll just be like, hey, I'm about to say the word cat, and then I'm going to dump it, and then I can just call up and be like, hey, did that go through? And they're like, no. And I'm like, great.
Hmm. We can blame it on my sister.
It's not your sister's fault that, you know, the FBI came and unplugged a bunch of stuff. So what's happening with QAnon? Evidently, I mean, for those who don't know, QAnon is this conspiracy theorist thing. It's a cult. It's a religion that popped up on, I think it was 8chan and 4chan, of saying, hey, I'm a government insider, and blah, 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 blah. The government's full of Satanist child-eating people and Donald Trump is secretly taking them on or something like that. I don't know, never having followed it, because when I hear stuff like that, I go, okay, it's a lunatic.
Yeah.
And I go back to my life.
That's the same understanding I have of QAnon, basically. This new Vice News article is called Q Accidentally Outed Himself, But QAnon Followers Don't Care. In a new documentary, the administrator of 8kun all but admits to being Q, but followers insist their leader is a government insider with ties to the Trump administration.
Well, of course they do. I mean, they're part of this religious following. It doesn't matter that this person has come out and said, oh, yeah, but I'm Q. I mean, their religion is, they're so deeply trapped in it that they're never going to come out of it.
Yeah, they want him to be somebody that knows more than just some guy. In this picture, it's a guy with an anime statue in his bedroom.
I'm not surprised from someone who would be Q.
Okay, it says, in the final episode of Cullen Hoback's six-part QAnon documentary, which aired late Sunday night, the administrator of 8kun effectively admitted to posting there as Q, the conspiracy movement's anonymous leader. In one of the final scenes of Q Into the Storm, Ron Watkins spoke about his newfound fame as a key spreader of baseless claims about voter fraud after Donald Trump's loss in the 2020 election. Then he said, it was basically 3 years of intelligence training, teaching normies how to do intelligence work. It was basically what I was doing anonymously before. Realizing his mistake, Watkins quickly added, but never as Q. For Hoback, who spent 3 years following Ron
I'm not sure I'm following. What does he say? I didn't hear anything that sounded like him saying he was Q.
Well,
I'd have to watch the documentary to really understand the context of this, but it sounds like he was just... Go to his quote again.
It was basically 3 years of intelligence training normies how to do intelligence work. It was basically what I was doing anonymously before. And then it says, realizing his mistake, Watkins quickly added, but never as Q.
I don't know.
So I'm not sure where the Q comes from.
Because
maybe a Simpsons episode, like they'll say.
Well, he was saying that he was doing something anonymously before, but apparently...
Well, plenty of people have done things anonymously. I mean, there's an entire group called Anonymous.
Well, he was speaking about his role as a key spreader of baseless claims about voter fraud. So maybe there's just something we're missing. I can continue.
Yeah, it would have to be something that's inside the documentary, some sort of context or whatever that makes sense of it.
For Hoback, who'd spent 3 years following Ron and his father, Jim, in the Philippines, Japan, and the U.S., this was a tacit admission of guilt. Watkins seemed to think so, too, because he smiled nervously before bursting out and laughing and adding, never as Q, I promise. The admission was a bombshell ending to a documentary that gave viewers the most comprehensive view yet how QAnon developed on 4chan in October 2017, before it moved to 8chan in early 2018, and most recently to 8kun, the rebranded version of 8chan. QAnon followers
That's
believe...
That's because 8chan got, like, deplatformed following the Indonesia shooting, right?
Oh, I have no idea. What shooting?
Sharing a video that occurred of a shooting at a church.
At a mosque, yeah.
Mm-hmm. QAnon followers believe Q is a government insider with close ties to the Trump administration. Why would you continue believing that when Donald Trump didn't end up actually being president March 4th or whatever?
The same reason that people continue to follow like Harold Camping and these other people who predict that the world is going to end on this day in 1996. Oh, I was wrong. I meant 2003. Oh, I was wrong. I meant 2009. And people still buy it every single time. So it doesn't matter how many times Q is wrong, people are still going to believe it.
Maybe it's just like juicy and interesting and they want to believe.
Wanting to believe is a powerful sentiment, and the people who believe QAnon, I mean, we're all in a world in which we're confused, we're terrified, we don't really know what's going on. They want to believe that someone out there knows what's really going
right.
on.
My theory is that people are waking up, and when they're rallied behind, say, a politician like Trump, to further get them hooked on that politician, you create some intriguing conspiracies to keep you thinking about, you know, a lot of it is propaganda, and I wouldn't say if it's real or not, but it certainly got people enthralled and more to keep them deep into their thoughts and to continue to push a false idol. That's what I'm looking at as.
Sure. Otherwise, people start to go, oh, you know what? Donald Trump is as full of crap as Barack Obama was. But it's like, oh, no, Donald Trump wasn't really full of crap. His hands were tied by the deep state and the Satanist child eaters or whatever.
That's what Q said.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Wait, Q said that Donald Trump's hands were tied by the Satanists?
Maybe, just in general. Maybe not in those exact words, but yeah, that was the whole thing behind Q. Is, oh, he's going to go after all of the child eaters and the child rapists that we have in government.
And
Donald Trump wants to, but he can't because of the deep state.
Why wouldn't that idea just be completely thrown out the window once he filled his cabinet members with a bunch of, or his cabinet with a bunch of neocons? Why wouldn't people immediately be like, oh, never mind, this guy isn't getting rid of the deep state?
Because they wanted to believe.
Going on with the article says, you might imagine that the revelation that Q is in fact not a person with top secret government clearance, but rather the administrator of a fringe website best known for boosting Gamergate and hosting white supremacist hate speech, would rock the QAnon community to its core. But in reality, it has barely registered with them. Well, it's kind of barely registering with us because I don't really understand how it's like proof that that guy is QAnon.
This sounds like propaganda against propaganda theories of Q. This is what it seems like.
Counter propaganda.
Yeah.
Well, we said that, but none of us have watched the documentary in question. So
apparently it's 8 hours or 6 hours long.
I have better things to do with my life than watch 6 hours of documentaries about Q. I watched Tiger King.
Yeah.
That was worth it.
I never watched Tiger King just because of my oppositional defiance disorder. I was like, I just can't watch this. Everybody's talking about it.
Oh, you missed out.
Really?
One of the best libertarians ever.
Didn't even know he was a libertarian, though. Doesn't know anything about libertarianism, but yeah, he is a hardcore gay libertarian. Tiger King. What's Joe Exotic, yeah. Eh.
Didn't he kill someone?
No.
No.
However, if you haven't seen it, I strongly suggest it. Each episode, it just gets wilder and wilder, and you're like, there's no way the next episode could be any crazier than this. And then in comes the gay sex tiger cult doing meth, and you're like, I'm done. And it just gets weirder from there.
It's not as crazy as the Q conspiracy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. And I actually just realized something. The podcast for tonight's show will likely not go up until tomorrow afternoon. It depends on whether or not Mark actually went home and connected his PC and emailed me something that I needed. I remembered to pull off all of the show stuff from his PC and to pull it onto the new studio PC. However, I did not get the configuration folder of the automation program because it was being stored somewhere else. So I have to get him to email me that, and I sincerely doubt that he did so.
Yeah, he's sick, and it's been making him
More than likely, his PC is still sitting in his car, and he's just like, I'll just bring it back, and you can get what you need off of it. That's probably what's going to be the result. But until I get that, yes, I cannot do the podcast. So expect that to be delayed for those out there who are listening to the live broadcast while anxiously. Oh, yeah, if you're listening to the podcast, this is completely pointless. You're not going to hear this until after I've already fixed it. So I need sleep. Let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, another notable piece. The government, corporate media, racketeering outfit, organized crime gang, et cetera. I was telling you about Cumulus Media because our local station here, KKOB, is a Cumulus Media station, and they've been shifting further and further communist over the last couple of years. And the Cumulus Media website, I cited that before, they claim that they're the leading audio-first media entertainment company delivering premium content to over a quarter billion people every month, wherever, whenever they want it. And they go on to say they have 415 owned and operated stations across 86 markets, and they have many other world-class partners across nearly 7,300 affiliated stations through Westwood One. And the latest thing that these guys have done, at least aren't well on our market because I guess it was locally produced, they have a PSA that KKOB Radio in Albuquerque, New Mexico produced that if you are, let me interject one thing. I told you previously that if you call into any of their call-in programs and you are skeptical of the mask, if you are skeptical of the vaccine, and or if you are skeptical of the validity of the last election results, they are instructed by their corporate Cumulus Media to get rid of you, to end your call. They don't let you discuss your skepticism of any of those things on their air. And the latest thing that they've done is they for a week or two now they've produced and they've been playing regularly all of the local talk show host voices in a PSA urging you to get the vaccine. It's America's best shot.
Is this the local station doing that?
Yeah, well, it's in the voices, each and every one of the local hosts, which there's like seven or eight of them, they all take a turn in this 30-second PSA urging you to get vaccinated, get injected.
I'm not surprised. I mean, there is certainly a official narrative that people are supposed to be pushing. And if you step outside of that official narrative, the powers that be are going to come down on you. For example, Free Talk Live is currently not streaming to YouTube because we've been suspended for 2 weeks because of, quote, medical misinformation from the latest episode that involved the captain, Melanie, and Pinkless Engineer. Mountaineer. I always say engineer. I don't know what was said, because I'm not going to watch a three-hour video to find out what YouTube found objectionable, but and I'm not going to change what we say on Free Talk Live anyway, so...
And they wouldn't tell you if you asked them, would they?
Well, I mean, they told me which video it was, but I hear. But they wouldn't tell me at what moment the...
You can find out.
I can find out what?
You can find out by YouTube what exactly the moment was.
Oh. I don't care that much, though.
I don't either.
I mean, screw them.
Yeah.
Right?
We're not going to change what we say, so...
We're only broadcasting to YouTube again because Caster.io made it so easy for us to broadcast to YouTube as well. But in general,
right.
I don't care.
Time to switch to library.
Well, Free Talk Live is on library.
Yes, I know. Talk about everyone else. Everyone go to library.
Same is true of radio stations. I mean, radio stations have dropped Free Talk Live from circulation because of our stances on masks and COVID-19.
Right.
It hasn't happened often, but it has happened.
This is really silly that people are afraid of information that contradicts what they believe to be true. It can't hurt you if it's not true, right? Like, it can be so easily disproved, then just talk back to us. Call in and tell us why we're wrong.
Well, not tonight. But talk radio is silly, and the people running talk radio in general, like Cumulus and others, they're being silly about this. Talk radio is dying. Radio in general is dying, and talk radio is dying. The best way to revive it would be to allow hosts to actually have freedom of speech. If you want to attract people, if you want to attract the best, offer them a platform where they can come in and they can express their opinions without worrying about getting censored by Facebook or YouTube or Twitch or any of these other platforms. Talk radio should be the platform where people are free to speak their minds, but instead, Cumulus and all of these other major networks are going the opposite direction of, oh, you can no longer say this or that. You can no longer question the election.
Right. And if you notice the Major League Baseball tie-in, as I cited reading Cumulus' own website, they were talking about their affiliates, and they named, I didn't read it, but if you read it yourself, cumulusmedia.com, they name the different sports, you know, NCAA, Major League Baseball, et cetera, that they are affiliated with, partners with. And if you notice that in regard to the election fraud controversy, the state of Georgia passed a law recently, and now Major League Baseball is boycotting the state of Georgia.
Yeah, I haven't followed this at all. What law did Georgia pass?
Well, they refined their election law to try to avoid voter fraud that they allege has been occurred in this recent election, and the leftists basically now complain that they are disenfranchising minority voters is the allegation, and because of that, Major League Baseball pulled their All-Star game out of Georgia and is putting it in Colorado, and then like I said, I made the connection between sports and radio programming. happening at Cumulus, and so you can see how they're all tied together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the corporate behemoth is absolutely tied to everything, including the government. I mean, if you trace it far enough back, you'll find ties from Nestle to Cumulus to Wells Fargo to some politician who wrote the law that created the Federal Reserve Bank. I mean, it's an actual Leviathan of everything being interconnected.
I've always known this about Hollywood, but until recently, I've been kind of just ignoring it, and I just keep, you know, like, for example, I know a lot about the Kardashians, and I love Lady Gaga, but recently I've been trying to step back from even, like, supporting any of them, because it is so clear to me that they're, you know, just another wing of the government, which I don't like, and yeah, I'm still going to listen to Lady Gaga's music, because it's the best music, but I just don't want
to... As a rock fan, I would have to disagree with that statement, but feel free to...
So.
Yeah.
In the E-Babies...
In the what?
No, because the babies Q Anonymous.
Well, I mean, I've always heard, like, you know, like, celebrities, you know, they have these Marina Abramovich baby-eating rituals. That didn't stop me. What stopped me is thinking about, if I met Lady Gaga, I would probably think she was, like, an FBI agent now. Like, I'd be like, don't tell her anything. She could be an agent. Because
well,
of the way that she
Biden.
Pushes. Yeah, well, just because of the way she pushes every narrative. But it's not just Gaga. Like, it's, like, every
it is,
celebrity.
I mean, yeah, they don't want to come out and say anything too outside the norm, because look what happens when politicians or when celebrities do. They get railroaded on Twitter and on Facebook. So, I mean, it's a depressing world. But yeah, I don't know to what extent you're given celebrity as actually tied to the government or stuff like that. But there is a line that they have to tread if they don't want to be crucified in the public.
Sort of like Roseanne. You know the Roseanne story?
Yeah, when she took a bunch of Ambien or whatever and started ranting on Twitter.
Hey, power to her.
I don't know. It sounded like she said some stuff that was pretty unwise. But the best example is J.K. Rowling, the woman who wrote the Harry Potter series. You know, the left's darling on so many issues because she was so LGBTQ friendly. And then, I mean, she made Dumbledore gay. No one cared. No one wanted to know. Can you please stop now? But then she comes out as this TERF, and immediately, you know, people stop watching Harry Potter. They stop buying her books. They stop supporting her.
And a TERF, that's like trans radical.
Trans exclusionary radical feminist. Yes. So, yeah. It's very easy for a celebrity, no matter how popular they are, no matter how beloved they are on the left, to have the left turn viciously against them just for stepping out of line on one particular thing. Hey, Jake.
It's crazy that, like, the government has that much control over any one industry.
Well, it wasn't the government that did that to J.K. Rowling. It was just the fact that she went against what she was supposed to be as the people wanted her to be. It's been another episode of Free Talk Live. Again, the podcast was late. Sorry about that. But chat with us in the meantime at chat.freetalklive.com or check out our social media site at social.freetalklive.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.